Hello, and welcome to Talking Shop with CTEX. Hi, this is Dr. Ellen Solek, and I am the interim superintendent here at CTEX. Welcome to today's episode of Talking Shop with CTEX. And as you can see, I have two very special guests with me today. I'd like to introduce to you Jaden Oyola, a very talented student here at Cheney Tech, and also an alumni and current teacher at Cheney Tech, Mr. John Jordan. Welcome, both of you, today. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be here today talking about busting the myths that go along with career education, technical education, and how many things have changed and improved since those days where myths seemed to pervade. So before we jump into the myths around Connecticut Tech Ed and CTEX, I'd love you to learn a little bit more about our guests today. So I'm going to start with Jaden. Jaden, can you tell us a little bit about your experience as a student at CTEX? What shop are you in? What your future holds for you? We had a privilege at the last board meeting of hearing from you and all the wonderful things you're doing. So feel free to share. I know our audience would be really interested to hear.
So, at Cheney Tech, it was a great experience starting out, and especially now. At first, I was a bit afraid because I didn't know what I was getting into going into a tech school over a regular public school. And when I started the academic cycle first, I realized that it's like a normal high school. I wasn't going to have much trouble because I'm gifted at academics especially. And then when we started going through exploratory and the trades, I got even more excited because I realized that I get to do two at once. So I get to kind of pick up a skill for a job while at the same time doing regular high school stuff, which I was mistaken because it's so much better than that. I'm picking up skills that most high schoolers won't get for a little while until they either graduate or they go into some type of trade career or something from somewhere else where they won't have as much opportunities as I do here and now. And I'm an IST, so it's, we do a lot with computers, programming, we do hardware, we learn about different types of coding languages, and we learn how our trade helps the world, as well as how we develop the future, basically. And, coming into Cheney Tech as a ninth grader, it was scary because it's high school, but at the same time, I felt like I was at the top of the world because it was all tailored to fit my experience and, make it comfortable for me to come in and branch out into the person I am today. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience.
Well, I have to tell you, your amazing experience and your amazing confidence level just blew the board away, as well as me. We were so impressed with what you shared and what you've learned and how you've grown through CTEX, which is great. We're going to come back to that. Don't lose that thought. So also with us today is John Jordan. John is a teacher here at Cheney and also an alumni, right?
Correct.
So
right.
Please fill us in a
so,
little bit.
So many, many moons ago, back in 2009, was a student here at Cheney Tech and joined the MDET shop after a lot of thought. Was between machine tool and MDET. Dad worked in machine tool, and I went to his shop for a weekend, and I said, no, I don't want to do machine tool. I want to do MDET. So, stuck with MDET for a while, moved on to several companies across the state, across the nation, doing work locally, and studied architectural engineering after I graduated here, and designed a couple houses for the show This Old House. So did a lot of the cabinetry work there, and now I'm back here teaching in the CTEX system, and I love every minute of it.
You are a living, breathing example of the passion that CTEX has for working with students and as an instructor with all that wonderful firsthand experience. It really brings a richness to the classroom that they're like no other. So right. We're thrilled to have you today.
Great.
John, as well.
Thank you.
So, Jaden, I want to come back to you because we picked, as I mentioned, five kind of outstanding myths that seem to pervade technology education that we've clearly blown away these days. But I want our audience to hear firsthand how exactly that's happened and what, through both of your experiences here at CTEX, really refutes those myths and just blows them out of the water. So here's the first one. Technical high school is for low-performing students that aren't good at academics. Gene, I would love to have you respond to that because you started to go down that road. Yeah.
So, obviously, low-performing in academics shouldn't hold any student for any type of school back at performing at their best because everyone learns differently and everyone performs in a different situation at a different rate. So for me, I was gifted at academics, so the academic side of trying to balance trade and academics wasn't much of a problem. And honestly, the teachers now are so well adjusted to having the students do more incorporate work with their personalities, honestly, and they're so willing to help the students find their own way to doing well, that no matter where you are when you start, you will get better in the CT Tech community. Regardless of where you start, you will always finish at your best.
Wow, we almost don't need to do any more of the show with that statement this afternoon. Thank you for that. And I know that's from the heart because I've talked to other students who echo your same message, which is phenomenal. So, John, let me give you the next one, because I think with all the rich experience you bring, you could address this perfectly. So the second myth we've identified is the trades are dirty jobs.
So my trade, MDET engineering, 9 times out of 10, we're at a desk, we're in an office space. But, you know, some of the shops are what people would consider more of a dirty environment. But in reality, I've worked in many of the fields that we actually offer as far as engineering goes, and I've loved working in their shops too and learning from that. So talking about them being dirty, it's all about who's working, who you are, if you're going to keep it clean, if you're going to make it a mess. So to me, when we talk about the trades are dirty, it doesn't have to be. We can be very clean about it. It's up to you in reality.
Absolutely, and I can totally relate to what you're saying because I've walked through many, many shops in many of our school buildings and they are immaculate. I went through the auto body shop at Prince Tech.
Right.
And you know, my kitchen floor doesn't shine as much as that that shop floor does, as well as the construction trade shops and electrical and HVAC. They're immaculate. And what I noticed as well is that one of the many responsibilities that the students are asked to accomplish it is that cleanup, pickup, organization piece, which, let's face it, right? You're going to need that when you go out in the real world. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think that it's changed amazingly, to an amazing degree, since the good old days, if you were.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Jayden, do you find the same thing in the work that you're doing? I know you're in a tech environment, but as you walk through your school, I'm sure it's the same.
So in my shop specifically, it can get very messy because we're doing more of a deep dive into our hardware specifically. And sometimes you get so caught up in your work that you're trying to do such a good job at completing the task 100% that you don't realize that you just left this huge mess everywhere and you have to retrace your steps where everything went, what was screwed into where, what got plugged in, what got unplugged, stuff like that. But when you reach a caliber of such technological mastery, you begin to it's your second nature where you know how to clean up efficiently and precisely, where it looks spotless after. And most, you will get that in all of the trades. Some of the first things they teach you is how to clean up. Before you learn to touch any of the tools, you learn how to sweep, how to dust, you learn how to keep everything neat and you know where everything goes, everything has a label, stuff like that. It teaches you how to be in order of yourself before you learn the trade itself.
Absolutely, and it does nothing but enhance performance, which is so important with what we're all doing these days. Thank you for that. So here's number three, and really either one of you, feel free to jump in, because this is an important one. Here's myth three: you can't make a good living in the trades.
That's not true. Oh my gosh. Freshman and sophomore year, we began to do little projects about the wages that you'll get depending on your trade. and we had a whole class about it, preparing for our future in colleges if we wanted to go to college. We learned about how much we can actually make in my trade specifically. I was very pleased with the amount that I saw at entry level, because when you finish at Cheney Tech, depending on your trade, you can get almost a leg up on everyone who's just going in entry level. And the wages are amazing, especially with the skills that we've acquired. And they look for students who've gone to tech schools, who've gone through technical programs.
Which is so exciting, because no other academic opportunity promises that to the degree that CDEX does. And it's the times that we're living as well, right? Because we've got the state of Connecticut looking very hard for a workforce that can jump in and join the business and industry out in the field. And John, as you said earlier, that translates a whole lot of different ways. So whether you're right. building a house on this old house, or whether you're doing engineering work, or what you're doing now at Cheney Tech, there's so many avenues to pursue with the background at coming from CTEX or teaching at CTEX, right. that it seems to me that there isn't really a whole lot of limitation at all on wages these days.
I don't think there's a limitation on it. And I tell my students all the time, like, we're an engineering shop, but there's 1,000 different branches in engineering. You know, you could engineer anything you want. There's fields that we haven't even found yet in engineering. So, you know, sky's the limit.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing how times have changed. All right, so here's myth number 4. And again, either one of you will more than likely have a lot to say to this one. You won't be able to go to college if you attend a technical high school.
You want
to
go?
Well, I went to college and I graduated from the tech school. So like I said earlier, I went to the University of Hartford, great school, learned a lot there. But especially coming from engineering as a background, our students really should be going to college. It's a requirement of their engineering certificates. So if they want to progress in the field, college is definitely something that should be on their radar. And I think that coming from a tech school, going into the college, having a little bit of background helped a lot in the college programs. So that's super helpful too.
You just touched on something that's so important too, that I think the Connecticut college and university system is beginning to recognize that there needs to be more of a synergy between what they're offering and how they offer it, and how the workforce and the CTEX workforce, right, fits into that. So we've been talking with 2-year community colleges, 4-year colleges and universities like the University of Hartford, which, by the way, I'm also an alumni of. And they are beginning to adapt their programs so that students who are either still at CTEX earning credit or transitioning out into the workforce can find the time and the adaptability either online or in person to take courses. And we never saw that before. And so, as you mentioned, we're beginning to see an era where there's a coexistence between specialty trades, as you said, engineering, which requires college education as well, and those trades that may not require college of education but are vastly more rich if a student decides to pursue some sort of a secondary, post-secondary education. So, Janet, you're shaking your head. You have some thoughts about that.
Yeah, you know, I've always wanted to go to college. Even before I went into high school, it was a plan from the get-go. I needed to go to college because the things I had planned for my life after high school, it was always just set in stone. I'm going to college by my choice. As I got into my trade more and I started learning more stuff, I realized college is like an amazing extension to my trade, especially the trade I'm in, which is IT. They almost encourage me to go to college so that I can get more experience and that I can do so much more, not only in my trade, but, you know, in the real world. There's so many things that I can do now, not even going to college, but once I do, it vastly expands to so much more. And I encourage everybody who goes to a trade school to at least apply to college, because it's an amazing experience as a person, but also as a technician, amazing.
Absolutely, and I would echo that. In my privileged time here leading CTEX, one of the conversations I'm most excited about is just what you said, that there are trades, there are fields out there, and the one that comes to my mind right now is the healthcare industry, mm-hmm. right? So there's significant shortages across the board, from RNs to nurse technicians to a whole vast gamut of health professionals where we're finding shortages. CTEX offers an amazing number of health-related field trades that would enhance existing healthcare across the state. And so could we think about bridging the gap between, let's say, a hospital setting and tech and shops at CTEX related to health and industry through those community college experiences mm-hmm. where a student really could bounce back and forth between both, get the skills required for both, and then transition right into a local hospital setting, yeah. let's say. So okay. I'm so excited to hear that it seems like students are thinking along those same lines, that you're already seeing the connections between work, enhancing skills, setting the bar in expanding your education, and tying all that into the trade that you're working in now. And to me, that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate synergy. So that's great. We're excited about that one. So here's myth number five. And we've already touched on it a little bit, but let's expand it a little bit more. So here's myth number five. Once you are in the trade, you can only do that one thing for your career. John, your thoughts?
Sorry, this is funny to me. So engineering is like my first passion. Love it. But I ran a carpentry shop for 3 years making kitchen cabinets. So, you know, I went into carpentry too. And then, you know, we had our trucks, we had our fleet that we had to manage. So there's a little bit of diesel in there. So I was kind of all over the place. So I'm like a living, breathing example of, you know, maybe one thing isn't just going to work for everybody, but maybe it does. So, but I think, you know, wide range, why not try it all?
Absolutely. And as in our lives, it's a journey, right? So you get to make the connections between something that you find that you love, that you're skilled at, which leads to something else, which leads to the next thing. And we were talking with our last guest, Mr. Trafai, about that same exact pursuit, in that in the good old days, quote unquote, when all these myths existed, people just sort of thought that you went into one trade in one little dark shop in a corner somewhere, and you stayed there until you retired, you know, at the ripe old age of 65 to 70 years old. And that is so not the case anymore. And I don't think our students have that perspective anymore. At least I believe that students at CTEX are really not only allowed, but really it's promoted that you're able to try more than one trade. You're able to explore numerous trades, in fact, before you settle on a shop that you really want to focus on.
Yeah, when we go through exploratory, my experience was amazing because I went in wanting to do culinary or precision when I heard about it from, you know, when they came to my middle school to do the presentation. And then I got to IST and I was like, wow, that's different. I'm not a hands-on type of learner, so I can't really work in like carpentry or machining or anything like that. I can't do that because that's not how I learn or think. But when it's like a quiet, more laid-back type of office setting, I excel. And I learned that in IST, honestly, all types of learning are accepted. They're so encouraged at this school because we need so many different perspectives on different problems that need to be solved. And at this CT Tech school specifically, it works perfectly. We have so many different types of people from different backgrounds who learn different ways. And when they all come together to solve a problem, the problem gets solved perfectly. And for me, it was a challenge trying to decide what I wanted to do because there were so many great trades. And when I decided on IST, I knew I made the right choice because it's where I wanted to be. It's what I wanted to do for my 4 years. And I haven't regretted it since.
That's so wonderful because I think one of the most important things that we at CTEX focus on, and I think John will back me up on this one, that we really promote the idea that students need the opportunity to discover what their strengths are, as well as the challenges, as well as areas that they need to work on. And so I'm hearing you say, well, I function well in a quiet, focused environment. Right, I don't think it's so much about inability to be hands-on as it is you recognize that you function best in a certain environment. And yet in our trade areas, lots of trades offer that potential environment, right, going forward. So as we kind of move forward in CTECs, do you think, Jaden, that there are enough opportunities for students at this point to mentor and work with other students around some of these myths, you know, ideas as new students are coming into CTECs and they're sort of wondering what this is all about? Did you feel like you had enough of an opportunity either as a mentee, one receiving guidance, or now, you know, as a veteran CTECs member, you're able to really work with other students coming in?
I definitely feel that. As coming in as a ninth grader, it was so warm of an atmosphere. I had the seniors who were willing and able to teach me things I didn't know and help me when I struggled. And now as a senior mentor myself, I see so many different opportunities with these kids that I almost jump at the opportunity. If they need assistance, I jump right at it, because I know that the earlier you teach them what they need to learn, the better they're going to be at learning everything else that comes with that. It blew my mind how actually loving and, you know, welcoming this environment was for everybody, because it doesn't discriminate on anything. It's taking you in and then turning you into the amazing technician you have the ability to be.
Your story is wonderful, I have to say. And John and I are both sitting here nodding our heads.
How do you beat that?
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. Right, exactly. But we're going to try. So as an instructor, John, what would be some of the things that just sort of based on the myths that we've talked about and in the direction that CTECs is hopefully headed, what are some of the things that you see about your incoming students now, and based on your own experience, that you want to make sure that you're able to bring to them at CTECs around some of the issues that Jaden just touched on? For example, the comfort level that students have coming into your shop, the uniqueness that your shop offers because you have the same students over a 3 to 4 year period, which is unheard of in a regular high school setting. So you could speak to that for a minute. I know our listeners would be really interested to hear about that.
Right. Well, when it comes to comfortability in our shop, you know, it's really, I personally, the kids select their seats. As long as there's no issues, they get to keep that seat. They get to decorate the desk. You know, the desk is their space for 2 weeks at a time. So, you know, they make that shop like their home away from home. Mm-hmm. You know, for some of them, it's like when we go to work, you know, maybe we're at work more than we're at home. So it's, you know, second home for some of them.
And it's really a unique setting that students, right, are with the same instructor in the shop for years.
Right.
I'm so excited to go to graduation this year. It'll be my first one. But the stories I've heard about the attachments between students and their instructor, as you said, it's just like home. And where else does that happen? Nowhere that I'm aware of until they go to the work world. So it's amazing. So I have a couple of special questions to pose to both of you, and feel free to, again, to jump in. But we're going to be ending our episodes with these two questions because we really sort of feel that it's common threads for everybody here at CTECs. So the question number one is, if you could do it all over again, what trade would you choose to study and why?
If I could go first.
Yeah, go for it.
I would definitely choose IST again, and only because it was amazing going through my first time, getting to know all the technology that I use, take for granted today, coming in and like learning what the background of it was, how many people it actually takes to put together a simple website that I use all the time, learning how video games get developed, how all different types of trades come together to create one technological device that everyone uses every day and they don't even know. It was so mind-blowing, and it actually made me happy to understand that, wow, we all come together as a group to create this thing that makes people in the world more functional, and it's just evolving even more.
John, I'll pose question number two to you.
Okay.
If you can tell the listener one thing about CTE or the trades in general, what would it be?
I mean, I definitely try CTECs. I mean, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to, personally. I mean, it's a great way to, one, get your name out there, two, get your foot in the door in a different trade, learn something new, and maybe a skill that you'll use for the rest of your life. So why not try?
Absolutely. We couldn't agree with you more. And we're so grateful today that you both were able to join us. Jaden, I can't imagine that you will cross anything but huge success as you transition from CTECs in the weeks, right, to come. Yeah. It's coming up pretty quickly.
It is.
Yeah. Have you picked a college yet?
I have. I picked MCC, Manchester Community College, and then I'm going to transfer to CCSU because I want to become a teacher. And I actually want to come back and teach in this trade school specifically. So, you know, I realized, I was told CCSU was the best teacher college, you know, in the state. And I realized, who better to have me than CCSU?
There you go. We could not agree more. And I get goosebumps thinking about you standing in front of a class in a few years. You will be an awesome instructor.
Thank you.
John, what are your future plans? Are you going to be with us for a number of years, I hope?
I love my job here. I'm not planning on going anywhere else. So if I have the opportunity to stick around, I'm absolutely going to be here.
Great. Well, I think we've done a really, really good job today busting those myths around Connecticut technical education, and particularly around CTECs. And I hope you as listeners have gotten a much better idea today of some of the special things that we do to go out of our way to bust those myths. I can't thank you enough, both of you, for appearing on the show today. Before we go, I also want to give a particular shout out to Abbott Tech. The graphics shop did the beautiful mugs that you are seeing in front of us today, and we were so thrilled to come in here today and have them all set up for us. So thank you, Graphic Shop members at Abbott Tech, and we will be back soon with another show. Thank you so much for watching and listening today.